We acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which the upcoming match is being played. We would also like to pay our respects to elders past and present.
Up goes Akers! Goal! Goal! Goal!
The bob, the dance step, bends it around to full forward, and it's the bounce, the bump, supreme, around the body! You are joking! Just like that!
The 2024 Toyota AFL Premiership season.
Brioli out of the pack, Sora one way, cut back, the shimmy of the shake of the mate, hit it all, steps around the body, two goals in this corner, that has raised the roof, here's the goal, got it, epic finish coming.
Every game, every week.
To Bailey, in the pocket, and kicks, one of the great grand final goals.
This is the most beautiful game in the world we're watching. You just can't take your eyes off it.
Majacek in the front. Gardner knocked it away. Nick Dacos, lightning hands. Here's the Ngoi moment. He unloads. Bang! You need your stars. And Collingwood's stars just went and wrenched the cup back.
For 4-20 Pies, Australia's original fan food. Welcome to AFL Nation.
Round 6 is stacked, and Thursday night footy is stacked with consequence. Don't be the loser leaving Marvel tonight. St Kilda and the Western Bulldogs are both 2-3. The Bulldogs have been filleted throughout the week, but the Saints are in just as urgent need of a win to retain their place from the finals last year. For Luke Beveridge, this is a big night as to whether those of a Bulldogs persuasion still believe in him. Those on the outside, but I wonder what that looks on like on the inside as well. AFL Nation under the closed roof on a chilly Thursday night. St Kilda and the Western Bulldogs. Our call is for 4-20 Pies, Australia's original fan food, and Tyre Power. Power up sale. Now on. Jared Waitley with Matt Hill. Hello, you, Matty.
Great to see you, Jared. And, gee, I tell you what, we're in the middle of April. It's round 6. It's cold. There's not that many people here at the moment. I think there's a bit of a train issue going on. But it feels like a final if we can have one in April 12th versus 11th. There's so much on this, Jared Healy.
That's what happens when you change seats. You turn yourself off. Oh, look, you couldn't have described it any better. It is a final in many respects. It's a long way to go, but you don't want to be two wins and a long way from the eight. You'd be two games out of the eight probably at this stage. And it's not irrecoverable, but it's a darn sight more difficult than if you knock this one off.
Are you a Bulldog believer? Are you hanging on to any belief in them? Or have they earned their place in the queried queue?
Oh, no, they've definitely earned that. There's no doubt. I mean, some of the outs have been a little bit mystifying, and I accept, you know, we don't know what's going on in pre-season, but to see Bailey Dale out of the side and some of the replacements in the side, that really shocked me a bit last week. He's back in the side. He's one of the great half-backs. He hasn't been, obviously, in great form, otherwise he wouldn't be out of the side. But, you know, Daniel and McRae and the queries around them, they've been a bit stark, but the biggest issue they've got is Libba. I mean, Libba's been in fantastic form. He's not in the team. He's out for at least 1 week. Who knows whether it be more than that, but it's a big out, and it magnifies the chance for St Kilda, who've got their own injury issues. You know, they've got Mesa Woodley, and Henry, I think, was a real catalyst to their victory against the Pies and a couple of others. But I trust the Saints. I trust the Saints to give the 100% effort that I've seen them. Even though they've had slow starts, they've finished every game I've seen full of run and have been in every game. Won by less than two goals, their three games. They haven't been beaten badly. They've been in everything.
Jared Healy is here for MEGT. Let MEGT help you build a winning team. Both spearheads are out, which is a shame. St Kilda went under when they had Max King out against Essendon, and that felt significant in the flow of that game. And then Jamara Ugal-Hagen has been the Bulldogs' main target, and he misses through personal reasons. So we're robbed at both ends.
We are. But one club's got a much better replacement, if you believe height is the key ordeal here, or the key ideal here. Rory Lobb comes back, and he'll be, like, if you don't see the best of Rory Lobb, you know, Rory must consider his future, because he's been made to work, he's been made to be hungry, and he gets an opportunity in perfect conditions. It may get a tiny little bit slippery, but if you're a key forward, this is the ground you want to be at tonight, trying to rebuild your career, really.
You mix with the Bulldog faithful, Matty. Are the Bulldog faithful a bit shaky?
They're frustrated. They're certainly on the edge of their seats tonight. I'm interested in your thoughts about St Kilda, that average of kicking 11 goals in matches. Do you see that the winner just has to kick 12 goals tonight to win?
Probably, yeah. I mean, St Kilda haven't shown a great method kicking goals. They're one of the more frustrating sides to watch. I think they're about fourth for clearances, and yet they're 17th for scores from clearances. So they've got some real issues just in the connection piece. But I saw them in the last quarter last week, did that game against the Giants, who put the cue in the rack to a large degree and were a bit shell-shocked after a couple of big injuries. But St Kilda have just got to let it all hang out and go once they get past forward 50. They build it up nicely by short kicks, but when they go, they've got to give their forwards a bit of a chance and hit some targets and at least get some people at ground level. Because Max King, whilst he's a loss, he wasn't in great form. I mean, he should have probably been subbed last week. I saw him against Essendon and Collingwood. He was better, but he hasn't been in the best of form. So they can find another way to win.
I don't know a better person to ask, a man who's so accomplished in this game. You would have played in teams where there are other players not happy with the coach, or you weren't happy with the coach, etc. Explain how that works in a football club when they're split.
Well, I'm not sure they're split. There's always somebody not happy, because there's 38 people on the list and there's only 23 spots in the side. So the issue with this is that they are high-profile players on big bucks. That's the issue. I mean, if I'd have said to anybody out there that Caleb Daniel and Bailey Dale and Jack McRae won't be, all three of them won't be in the team in round four or five or six, and two of them are in tonight, and one of them was in last night, and one was a sub, sorry, last week, you would have said you were bonkers. So this is, the whole thing has reeked of a rebuild, even though it's been denied emphatically from the word go. So all we can do is believe what we hear, but our eyes tell us that there's something else going on as well.
SEN Sync. Sync your TV and watch the game whilst listening to the AFL Nation commentary. It's available on the SEN app in partnership with Drinkwise. You won't miss a moment if you drink wise. So tonight's teams are unchanged. Riley Sanders, who finished having been subbed out, is going to start as the sub tonight.
And I don't think we'll see any demonstrative behaviour down there. I think he'll take it on the chin and be just hoping he gets out there with enough time to make a start. He's had a good start to his year. He hasn't been the dominant force, but he's been a very impressive player. Only had 8 possessions last week, so I wasn't surprised he was subbed. But like everybody at that age, you've got to do the hard yards.
Dan Butler is the sub for the Saints, so a bit of strike power.
He was really quiet last week. Yeah. He got subbed out last week and just couldn't get near it. And then they brought Hugo on, and Hugo made a mess of them. He was really exciting.
He really was.
He was. He gave them energy and he gave them some belief. And I think everybody just jumped on board and thought, well, if Hugo still thinks we can still win. And you know what? Yeah. They nearly did.
It was so interesting what Ross did. So I think the game was gone mind.
Yeah.
So he goes, right, enough of the midfield underperformers. He put Battle in,
yep,
big body defender, and he put Hugo in on debut,
yep,
and steals their standard bearer. So he stayed in, and Marshall was having a great game. And the change in chemistry just electrified them.
It was amazing, wasn't it? Which just goes to show there's always another way. And it'll be interesting to see who starts in the middle. I suspect Battle will go back because they've got a tall forward line, the Bulldogs, but that was just electrifying, and oh gee, imagine if they had won that game.
Oh,
it was one of the more ridiculous come from behind nearly wins I've seen in a long time.
And because the way the game was set, if it had gone another 90 seconds, they
would have won.
They were more likely to kick the next goal than the Giants were.
Yeah, so they've got the challenge. I mean, it must be difficult playing for the Saints because they don't get any easy goals, and the Bulldogs have got more firepower, but they've got speed, and Ross has recruited for speed and brought Jones in again tonight, Zach Jones, to give them a little bit more zip around the packs and the stoppages. He goes into the centre a fair bit. I expect he will be part and parcel of the centre clearance, but they've just got to start taking some more opportunities. And when you lose some genuine goal kickers, like Liam Henry is a genuine goal kicker, you know, he can turn a half chance into a goal. It makes it more difficult, but they've got to start connecting forwards to midfield clearance opportunities.
You've got 20 minutes to decide who to tip. Win weekly prizes or a VIP footy fan finals experience thanks to the brand of hot water that comes on steady, hot and strong, Ream. To join the Ream League, visit tipping.sen.com.au.
SEN Sync. You can sync your TV and watch the game whilst listening to the AFL Nation commentary, available on the SEN app in partnership with DrinkWise. You won't miss a moment if you drink wise.
So Jamar is out, so that Norton becomes the P again, doesn't he?
He does.
So all year they have played away from Norton, and then Norton was up the ground, yeah. But when he went back last week, it was sort of felt all a bit late and muddled. I presume that he would start as the central target tonight.
I'm not sure about
okay.
that, because Darcy is too slow to come up the ground. So it's one of either Lobb or Norton. I like Norton higher up the ground. I'm not sure Norton likes Norton higher up the ground, and that may be a bit of an issue. I'm sure, pretty certain Norton doesn't like being further back down the ground, and that may also be an issue. But nevertheless, I saw him play against the Suns up in Mars as the high forward. Played a terrific game. And that's the sort of, I think, output that they need right now. They've got two guys. I mean, Lobb can't play that role. So I think he probably still plays that role, Jared, and Darcy and Lobb fight it out for who the key P is in the goal square. Maybe they can both sit there and hold hands.
And not far from us here at Marvel, there are two new restaurant and bars located at Gate 3, Amphora and Friends of Fire. Elevate your game day dining experience before, during or after the game at these new two venues. I've been told, actually, there's a Friday night coming, Jared, where yeah. we're going to go and do our broadcast down like there. I'm presuming they'll feed us as we go.
I hope so. So we can sample the food. Are you saying it's cookies for comment?
Yes. I'm pretty sure we're easily won.
Yeah, we? Absolutely. We can pump it up as long as it tastes all right.
Are you in the school of thought that Beveridge is coaching for his future of the Dogs at the moment?
No, I don't. Yeah. No, I think they committed to him a while ago. They'd look silly if they moved him on this year, so... Things can change if they have a really, you know, an unusually bad season, then the heat may come at the end of the year. But I don't see any upside at this stage to even considering that, and I'm sure they're not.
We sent our hardest hitting guy, Brad Johnson, yep. down to talk to Luke Beveridge in the lead up. This is from Fox Footy just a few minutes ago on Fronting Up to Pressure.
Look, I'm fine. I think the thing I always think about is, you know, we've created our own expectations internally, and there's external expectations, so you just front up to it. You know, ultimately, it's there in our game, and it comes with my role. So I'm fine, and you know, we've had a pretty good prep. It's another shorter break, but the boys seem like they're really raring to go. Yeah, I mean, you know, from a supporter's perspective, what you want from your team is real honesty, and you know, and grit, and integrity in a four-quarter performance, and we've been inconsistent at that this year already, you know. So, I mean, there's been a couple of good games, but there's a couple of games where we've had, you know, poor last quarters more than anything. And so from a supporters' perspective, I'm sure what they want to see from us as a team is four energised and intense quarters where we're going to really challenge St Kilda. And, you know, if we don't get the result, it's not because we haven't died trying.
And, you know, you get a full workout when Ross Lyon's in the other coach's box coming to the footy.
Yeah, I mean, Ross's reputation precedes him. It's a premiership coach up against a non-premiership coach, but the non-premiership coach, I think, is widely renowned as one of the more difficult coaches to coach against. He'll have his guys up and ready to go, as he always does. I'm not sure anybody gets more out of the group than Ross. Some would get an equal amount, but Ross gets, he squeezes the lemon as much as any coach that we've seen in recent times.
If you're on the trains, fingers crossed for you with power interruptions and outages on every line, we were being told, as you make your way towards Spencer Street to be part of the game tonight. So the crowd is promising as they're stretched up into the top deck.
Yeah.
It's just thinly spread because people are struggling to get here on a Thursday night. And those who abandoned the trains, I'm told the traffic has become awful as a result. Our travel partner is Melbourne Airport Parking. Nothing beats parking at Melbourne Airport. Book online for the best rates at melbourneairport.com.au. I'll be with the Bombers fans travelling to Adelaide tomorrow and using just that. We'll settle in for the full preview here at Marvel. We'll run you through the teams as they have landed for the remainder of the round and the full intrigue that sits inside round six. We'll do that with Jared Healy in the countdown to the opening siren. The Hyundai Staria load van fits in everything from $49,490. Drive away. T's and C's apply. This is the pregame show for Beaumont Tiles. Beaumont's has everyday low prices from 1995.
You're listening to AFL Nation for 4 and 20. You can't have footy without a 4 and 20 pie.
When Macca's decided to drop the McCrispy burger with 100% Aussie chicken, a soft glazed bun, crunchy lettuce, and a new signature sauce, they thought straight to the permanent menu.
You're listening to AFL Nation for 4 and 20 pies, Australia's original fan food. And Tyre Power. Power up sale now on.
It is St Kilda's first home game at Marvel this season. It comes in round six on a Thursday night. The Saints are out and ready to go. The Bulldogs shortly to join them. Welcome back to AFL Nation for 4 and 20 pies. You can't have footy without a 4 and 20 pie. And Tyre Power, best on road. Teams are as selected. Dan Butler is the sub for the Saints. Riley Sanders is the sub for the Dogs. And the warm-ups are underway for Ream Manufacturing in Australia for more than 80 years. Let's just ping through the teams as they have landed tonight if you haven't caught them so far. Tomorrow night's game is at Adelaide Oval. It's the Crows and the Bombers. Adelaide have an injury and a suspension, so Butts with a hamstring and Matt Crouch with a suspension. Borlase and Scholl come into the side. For Essendon, Sartis, the early draft pick of a couple of years ago, comes back and Menzi misses with a shoulder. Jared Healy.
Well, I think Sardis gets another opportunity. The pick number five hasn't done too much just yet. A couple of individual efforts have shown us that he's got plenty to offer, but hasn't really distributed it, done it too much consistently. But I really liked Essendon's performance last week, and I think that they'll take that form over and really challenge the Crows, who were great on their home deck, probably the favourites, but I wouldn't be surprised if Essendon win.
Collingwood are off the bye. They last played in Gather Round and they are unchanged from the team that snuck home against Hawthorn. Port Adelaide, Charlie Dixon has been managed and Jordan Sweet is going to play his first game for the Power.
Yeah, a couple of key forwards out for Port Adelaide. It's not the best preparation going into the MCG. I don't know why this is a preordained resting for King Charlie, particularly at the MCG, but it is. But I still give Port Adelaide a genuine chance. Collingwood are in, you know, they were going okay, but nothing sensational. So it could be the bye that rejuvenates them and gets them going. But it won't be easy because that midfield of Port Adelaide's is going as well as anybody's.
That's Saturday afternoon at the MCG. Saturday twilight here at Marvel is Carlton and the Giants. The Blues, Cowan and Young replace McGovern with the hamstring and Saad with the same ailment. Well, for the Giants, Ward and Alia come in. Taylor with the concussion, Canelio with the knee. So they're big names out on both sides of things. And Carlton just look a little stretched.
They do. Particularly in defence, the hamstrings have knocked them around a fair bit. A lot of pressure on the senior bodies that are still left down there. I think the ins for the Giants, as much as the outs are big, and they don't come much bigger than Taylor and Canelio, but I do like the ins. I mean, Kel Ward's is a fantastic player. And Lekalia, if he can produce his pre-season form when it counts, he's going to be a really impressive player and just bolster that defence. They have got plenty of other options down there. Himmelberg can play tall as much as he distributes. He's still a pretty... He'd be centre-half back in most people's teams. That's how strong they are down there. I like the Giants, even though they're not playing their best footy. Certainly their defence isn't as good as it has been, but when they go, the Tsunami can score.
Brisbane Lions and Geelong at the Gabba Saturday night. Lions replaces Bailey, who's got the nasty ankle injury. for Geelong. Kolajasny, Dangerfield, Hawkins and Conway come back. O'Sullivan's been omitted. Tui's been managed. Stanley's been managed. And Neil has been omitted. So the two youngsters at either end make way for the more experienced side. Geelong stack up for a big test on the road.
It is a big test. It's a big test for Brisbane as well, because Geelong are going as well as anybody just at the present time. Brisbane, well, the smartest man in footy, Daniel Hoyne, tells me they're playing as well as anybody. They may not be on top of the ladder, but their transition movement, the hardest side to score against, and they move the ball from back half to front half as well as anybody. Still got to put the score on the board. I must admit, I thought Brisbane, but now, after selection, I'm thinking Geelong are a very big chance in this one.
The Derby over in the West Saturday night for West Coast. Sheed replaces Edwards, who has a concussion. Sean Darcy is ready to return for the Dockers. Sturt comes in. Taberner has been managed, and Switkowski has concussion.
A lot of people just ready to poo-poo the two ruckmen for Fremantle Dockers. I like it. I think that Jackson will emerge as a competent forward and a fantastic go-to man through the middle of the ground. I'm not shy about having Darcy forward if he has to go down there for 5 or 10 minutes. I've seen him do it before and kick goals. I think he's a really super player, and Fremantle should get the chocolates on this one. But the Eagles have all of a sudden got a spring in their step.
Sunday's games, they're extended squad, so there's not much to share on that front. Sydney and Gold Coast and North Melbourne and Hawthorn. So, Jared Healy, that clears the way for tonight. It'll be stacked with unmissable moments for Drinkwise. You won't miss a moment if you drink wise. Give us your overall thoughts. How will it be won and lost between the Saints and the Dogs?
Well, I think it really is just which midfield can connect to their forward line. Both are having some reasonable trouble, particularly the stoppage game of St Kilda. They are unbelievable workers when they're up and about. I mean, we know the Martian story from a couple of weeks ago. They weren't too dissimilar last week, but when they got going, they were absolutely superb. And it probably may come down to just one battle, and it's whoever is playing on Marcus Bontempelli and just how well Marcus Bontempelli handles that. I cannot believe they're just going to let him float after the success last week of shading Bontempelli with the Bombers. So whether it's Steele or Windhager or Seb Ross, we will have to wait and see. But you just can't let the Bont travel around just picking up kicks at will through the middle and pinging them on the chest. Rory Lobb gets an opportunity, as we were talking about before. I mean, they have got the marking power, but they don't often use it as much as they should use it. So whether they can clunk a few down there and kick some goals is going to be of some interest. But Wilkie and Norton looks like a pretty good matchup, and Cordy and Lobb look a reasonable matchup as well. But through the middle of the ground, I mean, you've got Steele and Windhager, Jones, Owens and a couple of others that whip through there. And Marshall is nearly their best midfielder at the present time. He is, if he's not the best ruckman in the competition form-wise, he's in the top three, up against English, who's right under the pump right now. All-Australian ruckman last year. He wouldn't even make the third team if you were picking three teams. He really has been flat and disappointed and not aggressive. So he will know that. He'll be reading that, and he'll want to make a recovery, I think.
He's sort of emblematic of the rise, the spark, the response that we're looking for across the Bulldogs. Is come on, Tim.
Yeah,
be what you have been. Be more.
Yeah, give us some direction from the very first bounce. Last week, the very first bounce, they jumped into him. And he didn't want to jump into them. So they got him mentally early, and he's going to have to just take this challenge, because they're going to come for him his whole career, and he's going to have to stop plotting and start getting into third and fourth gear in between possessions and lead the way. He's on $1 million, or he's going to be on $1 million. You don't get that unless you're a regular leader and contributor at the high end. I mean, as like an Adam Treloar, who's been fantastic this season. He's still a bit of an focused upon player, but he just turns up every week and gives absolutely everything, runs himself into the ground, and he's going to be one that they need to keep a check on.
A player like Sam Darcy, who obviously has a beautiful mark on him, yep. 8 marks last week. He's only played 11 matches, but because of his quality, is he going to have more of a responsibility early in his career than what some players will?
Yeah, he will do, because he's a key target. I love his footy brain. I'm hoping he can improve his athleticism,
because I see him do things that most people don't even think about doing. Now, he's only a kid, I understand that, but he's a good target, he's a good kick. I think he works, he stays in the game mentally. He'll want to be a leader, you can see that. So it's a question of just getting enough game time into him and enough opportunities to grow as a player and enough opportunities to grab the big moment. There might even be one or two tonight.
Choose to drink wise. Who would you put to Bontempelli? Would you go Steele or Windhager?
I'd go Steele.
Yeah.
I'd go Steele. I mean, the option is you go to Windhager, you're not worried about that. Steele's probably a much more damaging player. But I just go back on the role he did last week on Tom Green. Not much difference in size. Tom Green is a huge man. He curtailed him, and Steele himself was a really good player. So maybe he's even better when he's playing off somebody like that. So I just throw the challenge to the captain. Captain on captain. OK, boys, have a crack at it.
Well, very shortly, the coin toss for Keno go. The coin toss for Keno go. Heads or tails for your chance to double your money every 3 minutes. Download the Keno go app now.
The one bloke that St Kilda have got as a real weapon is Brad Hill. He's been in terrific form all season. He's in the best three or four wingmen in the comp right now. And they've got Williams, who's a good player, and young Gallagher. Whether or not they give those guys the opportunity, or maybe they bring Bailey Dale in and play him off a wing. I love Dale off the half-back line, I must admit. I just put him, when blokes are out of form, just put them back to where they grew up. Just let them work off their natural DNA and build the confidence from there.
Yeah, and I feel like the Bulldogs have lived this with Johannesson, who they played out of position for 3 years, and then when they put him back, they really, oh, right, that's where he won the Norm Smith, wasn't it? Right.
So they've got a couple of guys down there already, Jiraiya and Johannesson and Ed Richards, who he's a number one... He's the number one intercept ground ball player in the competition. An underrated player, a bloke who gives everything and is a really creative. I'd love to be able to recruit Ed Richards if I was coaching the side. I think you can rely on him each and every week. Smart with a footy, courage. He's always there when you need him. But he's up against probably Jack Higgins, who is nearly St Kilda's best forward. If he's not it, they're clearly their best forward. He's been fantastic, Jack Higgins, this year after so-so last year.